After the White House's announcement, the airwaves filled with competing voices. Actor Robert Redford lauded the president.
I join many others, Mr. President, in saying thank you.
Alberta Premier Alison Redford toured Washington, D.C.
We believe that it would bring tremendous economic benefit.
The group planning the pipeline announced a possible alternate route through Nebraska.
And Nebraskans will play a key role in determining its ultimate location.
But here on the Gulf Coast, there's a sound maybe louder than the media din. A pile-driving hammer slamming 85-foot concrete pilings into the earth.
It was even with the first piling when he set the hammer on it. And he's down about 10 feet now.
This is Port Arthur, Texas, the planned end of the line for the Keystone XL pipeline. That voice is Bart Owens. He's general manager of GT Logistics. His group is building a new 1,100-acre port called GT Omniport with ship, rail, pipeline, and truck access to handle an expected increase in oil flowing through the city. That oil could come from domestic drilling as well as Canada. Despite the Keystone XL delay, construction will continue at GT Omniport. Owens points to the horizon to explain why.
If you look over to the southeast, you see Valero's Port Arthur facility. About 7 miles to the east of here is Total's Port Arthur facility. So a lot of refining capacity. Up to the north, about 12 miles, is ExxonMobil.
Owens says there's refining in Texas and oil from Canada that will need refining. So why are environmentalists applauding the delay? Jim Marston directs the Texas Office of the Environmental Defense Fund.
I think if you look at the route and look at it closely, there may be a time when you say, does this really make economic sense?
But does the delay itself impact the bottom line for those who want to move Canadian crude to the Gulf?
No, it does not.
William Fisher is a professor of the Jackson School of Geoscience at UT Austin.
Not with oil at the prices that we're likely to see at $80 to $100 a barrel. This is quite economic. That's why it's going. It will move forward.
He says tar sands oil is of the dirty, heavy, hard-to-refine variety. It's one of the reasons it's disliked so much by environmental groups. But it's also exactly the kind of oil Texas is good at refining. Texas refineries processed heavy Mexican and Venezuelan oil. Until recently, those supplies began dwindling.
With those going down, the Canadians would match up very much with that refining capacity for heavy oil.
But in the U.S., oil is more than just big business. There are always politics involved. The president has been accused of punting in an election season, and Canada is threatening to sell its crude to China. Fisher worked with both the Ford and Reagan administrations.
Politics play heavily in a lot of deals, and particularly when there is some controversy here.
Which is why the Environmental Defense Fund's Marston says,
I'm not jumping up and down and high-fiving anybody. I think it's the administration responding to a lot of technical objections.
Ironically, the delay may end up meaning the most to oil companies competing with the Keystone XL pipeline. Just this week, Canadian pipeline company Enbridge announced its plans to use existing lines to bring crude into Texas, an announcement that wouldn't surprise Bart Owens back in his office in Port Arthur.
They're going to bring crude oil to Port Arthur no matter how they get it here. It could be on a 400,000-barrel ship. It could come by a unit train. Or if they had to, they'd probably pull it with a mule on a cart. But they're going to get it to Port Arthur and put it in these refineries.
Owens plans to start moving oil through GT Omniport by spring of 2012. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.